This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana's latest coronavirus spike has pushed the state's confirmed cases above 200,000. The latest figures released Wednesday come as Louisiana grapples with a third virus surge since the pandemic began. The Louisiana Department of Health says nearly 201,000 people living in the state have confirmed positive tests for COVID-19 since Louisiana saw its first cases in early March. The health department says more than 5,900 residents have died from the virus. Nearly 186,000 people are presumed recovered, but that leaves thousands who could have active infections and be spreading the virus. Hospitals aren't overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients yet, but Governor John Bel Edwards cautions the current infection trajectory raises that risk.
And so I'm just asking for everybody to double down. Let's be patient. Let's get through this. And if we will, we're going to get into the summer next year, and I really think we're going to be in a different and a much, much better place.
The number of Texans hospitalized for coronavirus is continuing to rise. Many cities are seeing the upward trend firsthand, including Corpus Christi. The local health director, Annette Rodriguez, says before the recent spike in cases, hospitals were treating about 50 patients for the virus.
And now in just a few weeks, we have over 100 patients with COVID-19 that are currently hospitalized in Nueces County.
Meanwhile, Amarillo hospitals remain under pressure amid an ongoing surge in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Brian Weiss is with the Northwest Texas Healthcare System.
44% of our acute care is COVID-19 right now. Almost half, one out of two patients in the acute care have COVID-19.
There are more than 7,800 COVID-19 patients statewide. So far, there have been more than 1 million confirmed cases and more than 20,000 reported COVID-19-related fatalities in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott travels to Lubbock, Texas today as COVID-19 hospitalizations there have reduced capacity. As of Wednesday, there were 3 remaining staff beds in the city's 2 hospital systems. The Texas governor will hold a press conference, which is the first about the pandemic, in over 2 months. Abbott is expected to announce distribution of the antibody therapy bamlanivimab. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration reports some success when the treatment is given to coronavirus-positive patients who have mild to moderate symptoms. It's not advised for those already hospitalized. And nearly 300 doctors from around Arkansas are urging Governor Asa Hutchinson to impose new restrictions to curb a surge in coronavirus cases. A letter from the doctors was delivered to Hutchinson Wednesday as the state's COVID-19 hospitalizations hit a new record level. In the letter, they warned of the strain on the state's health care system. The doctors called on Hutchinson to close bars and gyms, and to limit restaurants to take out service only. They also called on him to limit indoor gatherings to less than 10 people. Arkansas's probable and confirmed coronavirus cases rose by 1,715 on Wednesday, and former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards has been rehospitalized with pneumonia only days after he was released from a prior stay for breathing problems. This is Red River Radio.